after determining whether a blemish on his skin is tsaras or not, and after sitting outside of the camp waiting for this blemish to heal, our parsha picks up with the purification process of the mitzorah, the one who has the tsaras. And our parsha begins, Zos tia toras mitzorah b'yom taraso b'huva el ha-kohen. This is the purification process for the mitzorah. He shall be brought to the kohen. And the Rishonim already pick up on the strange language of the pasuk. Why is it that the mitzorah has to be brought to the kohen? I would think after an agonizing process of waiting to see whether he first has tsaras, and then after it is tsaras, having to sit outside of the camp all by himself, telling everyone, stay away from me, I'm tame. It's a horrible reality, and one would think that this guy would be running to the kohen, running to begin the purification process. So what gives? Why is it that this guy has to be brought to the kohen, right? In the passive lashon, he is not the one running, going to the kohen. He is brought to the kohen. Why is he not running to this opportunity for purification? So I'd like to offer two answers. First is the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra on the spot tells us that when is a person ready to have the purification? Only once the tsaras is healed. Only after he is clear can he first go to the kohen. And so the Betzora is probably thinking, you know, this whole time that he's sitting in isolation, in quarantine, he's thinking to himself, I wish this would heal, I wish this would heal, I wish I could go back. And finally it's happened. But once it's happened, once he's done with the tragic, hard part, he doesn't remember, he won't remember, he won't want to bring that which he is chayiv to bring. He must bring, according to the Torah, certain korbanos. He must undergo a purification process. But in his mind, the tsaras is gone, he's pure, everything is perfect. Therefore, says the Torah, the huva el ha-kohen, he has to be brought to the kohen, because in life, people will see that the bad they were worried about has magically gone away, but they won't look to who took that bad away. They won't look to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and fulfill that which they have to do. It's part of human nature, and therefore, the Torah says, v'huva el ha-kohen, that the guy must be brought to the kohen to undergo the full purification process, to undergo the process of korbanos, which is chayav to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps the second answer. When someone has tsaras, he sits outside the camp. Everyone knows that he has sinned to attract such a disease. And he tells everyone, I am tame, stay away from me. It's an embarrassing, shameful process. And so, perhaps the Torah is aware of the shame man feels and what that shame will do to him. It will prevent him from doing tshuva. It will prevent him from going forward and going to the kohen. He won't want to go back and have this purification process. He's too embarrassed that everyone should see him. He's too embarrassed of what he did. And he might just think it's all worthless and I'll stay outside the camp. Therefore, the Torah says, v'huva el ha-kohen. We can't expect the mitzorah to come for the purification by himself. Sometimes people need help. And therefore, it is incumbent upon someone else, the Ibn Ezra writes his friends, to go, to pick him up, and to bring him to the kohen. And so, whether we are the mitzorah in this situation, or the kohen in this situation, we must realize, A, what shame can do to a person, and B, to go and help that person, to help bring them to the kohen. And so, whether we take the lesson of following up on the good that Hashem does to us, realizing that sometimes it's something we forget about and we need to be brought to do that which we are obligated to do, or whether we focus on the shame a mitzvah feels and the obligation upon others to bring him to the purification, both are important messages, both are relevant for everyone, and may we reflect on these messages over Shabbos and implement them into our lives. Have a great Shabbos.